invite you all to find the Lutheran Book of Worship. In most of the pews, it's in the holder underneath the seat in front of you. It's a dark green hymnal. And turn to number 518 as we sing together, Beautiful Savior. And as you are able, we invite you to stand. 518. On behalf of Jeanette's family, we'd like to welcome all of you to this service of worship in her memory. And thanks to all of you for your prayers, your condolences, your thoughtfulness, and your kind words. Jeanette Louise Olson was born on February 1, 1922 in Albert Lea, the daughter of Henry and Betsy Nelson Hansen. Not long after, she was brought to the Lord in holy baptism here at First Lutheran Church. She was confirmed in the Christian faith here at First Lutheran Church on May 10, 1936. On November 25, 1943, she was united in marriage to Orrin S. Olson here at First Lutheran Church. Jeanette spent most of her life as a resident of Albert Lea, but moved to Minneapolis in 2010 to be closer to her family. She was an active member of First Lutheran Church and Grace Lutheran Churches here in Albert Lea, teaching Sunday school, playing piano for choirs, and serving in various church circles. She graduated from Albert Lea High School and attended the Minnesota School of Business and Waldorf College. She had been employed by Wilson & Co. and the Freeborn-Mauer Rural Electric Association. Jeanette was a member of Beta Sigma Phi Sorority, Albert Lea BPO of DOES, the American Legion Auxiliary, and a charter member of the EY Eternal Youth Club. She was an accomplished piano player and especially enjoyed playing for St. John's Lutheran Home, Thorncrest Retirement Community, Sons of Norway, and her friends and family. She also enjoyed participating in less formal groups, including Supper Bunch, Birthday Club, Bridge Club, the Mall Walkers, and the Rusty Hinges. Her love of animals was unsurpassed, and she was very proud of her Danish and Norwegian heritage. Jeanette died on January 19 at Bethany Care Center in Northeast Minneapolis. She had 92 years in this life. Preceded in death by her husband, Oren, her parents, Henry and Betsy, and her sister, Lillian. Survivors include her daughters, Marion Vance Nelson of Blaine, Nancy and Gary Emery of Earhart, Minnesota, and Janice Olson and Randy Corris of Minneapolis. Her granddaughter, Jennifer and Errol Bradshaw Beezig of Ham Lake, Minnesota, and grandsons, Brian Russeth and John Russeth of Minneapolis. Her great-grandchildren, Quentin and Kadira Bradshaw, Posh Imogene and Tallulah Clemens, and Oren Russeth. Jeanette is also survived by her nephew, Robert and Dee Dwight, her sister-in-law, Val Hughes, her brother-in-law, Jim Batney, and many friends and caretakers from the Bethany Care Center family. May God bless the memory of Jeanette Olson among us, and may God grant grace and comfort to those who remain behind. The service then, in memory of Jeanette and to the glory of Almighty God, is held in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all our sorrows so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received. Over Jeanette's coffin here has been placed this funeral pall. It's a symbol of holy baptism, of the completeness of God's grace that covers us without our merit at all. It's also a symbol of the robes of righteousness, the garments of salvation, spoken to us in Holy Scripture. And so we remember, as we think of our baptism in Christ and the gift of faith, we read from Romans 6, when we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And the memorial folders you were handed on the inside and left side, there's a special prayer that was dear to Jeanette, so I thought it would be good if we used that together at this time. So let us recite it together. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. As you know, Jeanette was into music, piano music, and so interlaced with Scripture, we have lots of music in this service to celebrate her life today. And the first one we're going to do is a solo with Radley Miller, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
His eye is on the sparrow, sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm
Thank you, Radley, and thank you, Tim. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, we read, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.' And he who sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" Now let's open the With One Voice book, the dark blue soft-covered book, up to number 779. As we sing On Eagle Wings, 779.
Thank you.
Another reading from Holy Scripture, John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And also verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And now we're going to call on Tim again to play a piano solo, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, the one that Jeanette loved.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Tim. Thank you very much. It reminds us of how we can have just a closer walk with Him, as we know what a friend we have in Jesus whom we can meet in prayer. That was from John chapter 20. When Mary Magdalene was at the tomb after Jesus had been crucified and buried. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. It was in the garden that she saw the Lord. So now let's sing "In the Garden." It's on the handout that you were given. And we'll sing that together. Joy to be with you, Lord. Whether walking in quiet times or to have you hold us up when we are in need, or whether it's taking your hand and walking into eternity, thank you for being with us in all the ebbs and flows of life, on the mountaintops and in the valleys. And thank you, Lord, for showing your presence with Jeanette and now with us today. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Family and friends of Jeanette Olson, may God's grace and peace be with you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I read from Proverbs 31, beginning at verse 25. This is in the passage of the virtuous woman. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. A virtuous woman, one who fears the Lord, who knows the Lord, who loves the Lord. And I would say, and one who also praises the Lord, whether it's with voice or instrument, or especially the instrument of the piano. When I first got to know Jeanette, she was the pianist for our First Lutheran Church Women, which would have a monthly meeting, and she would play some prelude music and play for hymns. And a neat lady, a lady with a strong faith, a solid faith. I sometimes don't like the word strong faith, because that makes it look like we're strong. God is strong, we are weak. I like to prefer the term complete faith. Sometimes we use the word childlike faith, and I think a child is one who trusts completely. As I talked with you gals, it's fun to hear about your growing up life, and how your mother and your father taught you well. The question, who was instrumental in your life of faith, and you always answered, Mom. Mom was a great influence. An upbeat person, positive, raised her family well, and played on the piano, and played upbeat all the time, with energy. And what did you say, even on Good Friday music, when you're supposed to be maybe a little bit more somber? She let her rip. That's good. At the same time, she had that prayer that meant so much to her, the presence of God with her. The light of God surrounds me, the love of God enfolds me, the power of God protects me, the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. And all is well. My version had all is well. I didn't get printed in the little folder. And all is well. So wherever she is, we don't know beyond this life what it's exactly like. We know our bodies are put in the ground. We know the resurrection will come like Jesus was raised from the dead. And in the meantime, what can we know? Souls in heaven with God, waiting in paradise. But wherever I am, God is. That's a faith that says wherever I need him to be, he will be. Whether it's at a point of my failure where I need his forgiveness, whether it's a point of my success where I need to know whom to give thanks to, whether it be a time of celebration as we are today to know that God is with us. And when we meet in his name, we trust he is here with us today. Now we know that Jeanette has a new home for you girls. The home on, was it Albert Lee Street? Is that where it was? 50 years there. That was home. You look for it. Think of it. You know all the nooks and crannies of that home. I grew up in a home like that as well. I can still remember. My brother lives there. He'll visit it if I want to, even though he's made some changes. You kind of miss that home, don't you? Your mother had a nice long life, but you're going to miss her too. Even if she was getting a little forgetful, that happens to us. And Janice, what a wonderful caretaker you were for your mother. Did you visit her every day or just about every day? Just about every day. As you know, Joan and I got to visit her at least once. Did we go more than once? I know we went once for sure, because it was a little difficulty to find her, you know, because we knew she was up. We were up there for meetings or something, and said, let's go visit Jeanette, day off, you know, so I had time. We found her and got to have the Lord's Supper with her. She seemed at home there. She seemed to be welcoming to the people around her, and they welcomed her as well. It was a good place. The name of the home was Bethany, like Bethany Hall downstairs. Bethany is known to be a place of hospitality, like Jesus was welcomed at Bethany just outside of Jerusalem by Mary and Martha and Lazarus. It was at Bethany that the miracle of Lazarus raising happened. So it was a place of great faith. It was a place where, at one point, Mary and Martha had a little dispute because Jesus and disciples were there, and Martha was busy and Mary was listening, and Martha said, could you make Mary help me a little bit in the kitchen, I guess it was. And Jesus said, she's chosen the better part, to listen. I think sometimes when in music we can listen. We can listen to the gospel, we can listen to life. There's something about music. It could be the heartbeat of the soul. Music has moved us greatly. Music has soothed us. Music, a trumpet call, has sometimes rallied troops to battle where they face great danger and given them courage. You'll remember your mother as one who took care of you, ran around for you, got you into music as much as she could. And now you wonder, might be wonder, is the music die now with Mom? The music does not die. The music goes on. The love and the faith and the eternal life that we know through, oftentimes communicated through music. On Easter, up from the grave he arose. Jesus Christ is risen today. I walk through the garden and he walks with me and talks with me. And through our music, oftentimes, God is glorified. I like the words of the hymn, "When in our music God is glorified," by Fred Pratt Green. When in our music God is glorified and adoration leaves no room for pride, it is as though the whole creation cried, Alleluia. How often making music we have found a new dimension in the world of sound as worship moved us to a more profound Alleluia. So has the church in liturgy and song, in faith and love, through centuries of wrong, borne witness to the truth in every tongue, Alleluia. And did not Jesus sing a psalm that night? When utmost evil strove against the light, then let us sing for whom he won the fight. Alleluia. Let every instrument be tuned for praise. Let all rejoice who have a voice to raise. And may God give us faith to sing always. Alleluia. Alleluia. Jesus is risen. It was some 1982 years ago that Jesus went to a cross for you and me and took all of our sins and opened the way to eternity when he rose again from the dead. That's a truth that has borne time through the ages. People can ignore it. They can walk away from it. They can say these churches are just out of it. Old museums now. But the truth of God still shines forth. And there's people like Jeanette who let it do it. And sometimes the music just had to burst out of her. So during the day, she'd just go to the piano and sit down and play for you. Maybe it was just fun songs. Maybe there were hymns, different songs. But I think always in music, there's an element of praise to God. So this was her church home. Baptized, confirmed, and married here. But then the family took a journey over to Grace Lutheran Church in town with the group that founded Grace Lutheran Church, and that has become a wonderful congregation to serve this community well. And you girls grew up at Grace, right? And then when you grew up and left home, then somehow Jeanette found her way back here, huh? Maybe looking for a little bit of home. Home and church home, 50 years in Auberly Street, then made her home at Thorncrest for a while, and at last Bethany home. But there's no permanent home in this life, is there? Now a heavenly home. What a gift to know that even though there's no permanent place here, there's a permanent place with God. Jesus said, "Behold, fear not, do not be afraid, for I go to prepare a place for you. And when I go prepare a place, I will come again for you and take you to be where I am, that you may be also." Thomas, who sometimes doubted but often questioned, who became a great man of faith when he saw Jesus and said, "My Lord and my God," Thomas asked him, "We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Well, we still don't know quite how God does it. But we do know the way. We can know the way, and the way is Jesus Christ. Through faith in him, through trusting him, through turning our life over to Jesus Christ, it's as simply as knowing that we're forgiven and loved, and he's going to be with us forever. So that we know that where we are, even when we get off the path, there he is, to love and forgive us. And at last, when we sing our last song, when we play our last note, when we breathe our last breath, he will be there to take us to our heavenly home forever. What a gift. What a promise. What a hope. And in that hope, we can celebrate the life of a dear lady well lived. And we can be assured that through faith, we will gather again to sing in heaven. I do not know if there are pianos in heaven. Okay? I do not know. But I would think that God would like a piano in heaven, because pianos have been used so well to praise him over time. And when we all get up there together, we're all gathered together, I won't be surprised if maybe when they take turns accompanying the heavenly choir, maybe once in a while we'll see Jeanette Olson at the keys. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your promises, for your love, for the hope. Today we thank you that we can be here not in despair, but with a holy and certain hope. And that while we're in this world, it is our home, and we don't have to remain in sadness. Because you are King, and we can sing and praise you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, let's turn in the Lutheran Book of Worship one more time to hymn number 554 as we sing, "This is My Father's World," number 554. Notice the words as you sing it. celebrating the reign of God, I would invite all of you who are able to stand as we confess together our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. If you need the words, they're in that Lutheran book of worship on the page 65 in the front part. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please bow with me in prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you reign, that even in the midst of sorrow and sadness, we can be glad because you have our lives and our futures and our eternity in your hands. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of baptism, the gift of faith, the gift of the gospel that helps us die to sin and rise to newness of life. Lord, as we are still in our pilgrimage on earth and walk as yet by faith, send your Holy Spirit to lead us in holiness and righteousness and faith throughout our lives. Where we get off track, Lord, we pray that you grant us pardon and peace and bring us back to where you want us to be, that cleansed and forgiven of our sins, we might serve you with a quiet mind. Grant to all, Lord, who are bereaved today, a sure confidence in your loving care, that we cast all our cares on you, that we might know the consolation of your love. We pray that you should give courage and faith, especially to Jeanette's family, to Mary and Vance, to Nancy and Gary, to Janice and Randy. Bless Jennifer and Errol, Brian and John, and the great-grandchildren, Quentin and Kadira, Posh, Imogen, and Tallulah and Oren. Be with her nephew and sisters and brothers-in-law, Robert and Dee, Val and Jim, and all who now mourn her passing, her good caregivers at Bethany Care Center, and all of us who knew and loved Jeanette. Help us to meet the days ahead in the comfort of that holy and certain hope we have with Jesus. Grant us grace now to entrust Jeanette to your never-failing love, which sustained her in this life. We are thankful for the mercy and favor that you bear for your people. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Immediately following the service, we'll go out to the graveside for the graveside committal, and then we're all welcome to come back here to the church downstairs in Bethany Hall. Cake and coffee will be served for us to have a time of fellowship with Jeanette's family and all of her friends here. So if you're not going out, could you please remain here and wait for the family to return from the cemetery? Since we'll be having table fellowship together, let's have a prayer. Would you bow with me? Thank you, Lord, for opening up your hands and satisfying our needs in life. And thank you, Lord, for what we are about to receive in the fellowship. We pray that you would be present with us and bless us as we fellowship at the table in a few minutes. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For our recessional, we're going to sit and listen to Napoleon's Last Charge, which is a special song that Jeanette liked to play often with vigor. And so as we think of charging out with the Lord into eternity, and Tim's going to play that for us, and we're going to listen to it. And when it's close to the end, then we'll get up and recess. So thank you, Tim.